Nearly a million people in Japan are without power this morning because of a powerful aftershock that rattled the nation. 7.1. It was the strongest to hit the region since the original March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Joining us now is Ken Belson from the New York Times in Tokyo. Ken, we know for sure this was an aftershock and not a new quake?
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope it was an aftershock. Although it was powerful enough here in Tokyo last night, to really feel like a brand new one. But where it was centered up near Sendai suggests it's yet another aftershock. And after scrolling through pages and pages of aftershocks on the U.S. Geological Survey's website, this is the biggest since March 11th, but certainly not the first.
And this could unfortunately set off yet another of larger aftershocks, and in fact that's exactly what they've warned of to come.
Yes, and you know, I mean, there's three or four a day here in Tokyo, and we're several hundred miles away up there in Sendai, which, you know, is the sort of center where the earthquake was. You know, they're feeling it a lot stronger than we are here. And, you know, things are being rebuilt, including the electrical grid in various places, and this is just making it that much harder to put everything back together.
As I understand, two people died, and in fact, almost a million people are without power this morning. And another complication is that we got word from another nuclear plant that they had had a leak of radioactive water. How are the people of Japan responding?
Well, at this point, there's so many incremental leaks that I think people now are almost getting used to it. But I think the Japanese have plugged leaks as well. So while I don't think people think the worst is over and the situation is entirely under control, Japan has thrown as much, if not everything, at this problem. And that's, I guess, in some ways reassuring.
That's Ken Belson with the New York Times. He is in Tokyo talking about an aftershock there. Thanks so much, Ken.